Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of Goal to Go. This is Damian Carroll, and before I dive into the post-game analysis of the Eagles and Texans game, I just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, and for those of you who don't celebrate, Happy Holidays. So, let's just get right into it. Eagles won, 32-30, plain and simple. Fantastic game, all-around shootout. It is not what I was expecting in the slightest, but we won. We kept our playoff hopes alive, and that's all that matters. Diving right into the stats for you guys, we're going to start with the quarterbacks. We're going to do a little bit of QB comparison. Foles, he threw 35 of 49, which is 71%, 471 yards, which is an Eagles franchise single-game record. I swear, the man just keeps breaking all sorts of records. He's a legend in Philadelphia. I hope he never retires, but realistically, I know we're going to have to move him. He threw for 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and lost 1 fumble. Overall, A1 game. I had little complaints. Obviously, the 1 interception, I wish we would tidy that up, but hey, mistakes happen. It's all right. Otherwise, he had a legendary game. Now, moving on to the other side of things with Deshaun Watson, he also had himself a good game. He threw for 29 of 40, which is 73%, 339 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, also adding on to that 2 rushing touchdowns, and he also lost a fumble. But overall, he had himself a game too, and it was such a conflicting game. Well, not really, but I like Deshaun Watson, so it was nice to see him have a good game, but all the quarterbacks that I like or all the players that I like, you know, I hope they have a fantastic season until they play us. I want them to do terrible. And unfortunately, he did not, but he ended up losing the game, so it worked out in our favor. Initially, before the game started, when I was doing my pregame analysis with Giovanni, we both said that the Eagles would win. However, we predicted a 20-23 game. This was not the case. We both said it wasn't going to be a shootout based on the defenses. Well, 30-32 is pretty much a shootout. I'm going to call it a shootout because it was just an offensive explosion all the way through. I said the X factor for our team would be Alshon Jeffrey. That was not the case. He actually only caught 3 passes for 82 yards, and 52 of those came on one play. The X factors for our team ended up being Nelson Agholor, who caught 5 balls for 116 yards, and he had a long of 83. It was an 83-yard beauty. One of the most beautiful passes I've ever seen, especially from someone in an Eagles uniform. It was on the money. He hit him in stride late in the third to put us up 23-16. I could not have been happier with the results. Nick Foles was just throwing some hot dots out here, man. He was throwing some passes that just had my jaw drop. It was fantastic. Another X factor for our team was Zach Ertz, who caught 12 balls for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. He ended up breaking the single season reception record for a tight end in the first half when he caught 9 balls. It was fantastic. Congratulations, Zach Ertz. Let's just keep building on it next week, my guy. Set your own records. Rewrite those record books. And my friend Giovanni, he said that Alfred Blue and the run game would be a very, very important factor for the Houston Texans if they wanted to win. And lo and behold, Alfred Blue ran for a grand total of 14 yards on 3.5 yards per carry, and Deontay Foreman ran for a grand total of -1 yards on 7 carries. So as you can see, their run game was atrocious. Our front 7 was phenomenal. We sacked Deshaun Watson 4 times. It was just unfortunate because he's a magic man. He made some plays. Like I said earlier, he ran for 2 touchdowns. There was a play late in the fourth, I believe, on their little comeback, where it was something like 3 or 4 Eagles had a chance to sack him, and he was just spinning and dodging and eluding and just made a strike. It's just a testament to how good he is, because our front 7 is pretty scary, and he made the most. He made the most of it, so I got to give it up to him. But that being said, we still won the game, so it's all right. other receivers for us were Darren Sproles, who had a key 4th-and-2 conversion. He caught a 37-yard pass for a touchdown. That was his only touchdown of the game, but it was incredibly important because it was the first score of the game. That's when we went up 7-0. And then, you know, from there, they started driving. They kicked the field goal. It was 3-7. And then by halftime, they were up 16-13. So by then, it was looking a little scary just because, you know, you never want to go into halftime with a deficit, especially when you feel like you played a relatively good game. You couldn't stop their offense, which is basically what happened. Offensively, there was only 6 punts in the entire game, so that just goes to show you just how much, like, firepower there was on the field. They punted 4 times. We only punted 2 the entire game. It was interesting because I said in my pregame analysis that we would need a good run game in order to control the clock and keep Deshaun Watson off the field. Oddly enough, we had little to no rushing yards. We had Darren Sproles rushing for 32, Josh Adams rushing for 21. And that's a grand total of 53 yards on the ground, and that's not anything. However, we still possessed the ball for almost 7 more minutes. They had the ball for 26 minutes and 15 seconds. We had the ball for 33 minutes and 45 seconds. So while our run game wasn't going, our time of possession was fantastic. We kept Deshaun Watson off the field. We made those nice, long, easy drives, some big plays, you know, but we were driving. I liked it. I liked what I saw from our offense. Another prediction, or I guess something that Gio said from our pregame analysis, was that our offensive line needs to play well. You're going up against 2 of the scariest defensive ends in the National Football League, being Jadeveon Clowney and J.J. Watt. And we held them to a grand total of 1 sack the entire game. That is amazing. The only sack came from Jadeveon Clowney, who unfortunately got a strip sack, and, you know, they recovered the ball, but it's okay. It's whatever. We ended up winning, so it's all good. Otherwise, I mean, I'm just glad that we could get out of here with a win. I wasn't sure how it was really going to go. The Houston Texans are a scary team. They were 10-4 for a reason. They were the 2nd seed in the AFC for a reason. Great defense, followed by a good offense led by a fantastic quarterback and a good coach. What more can you ask for? But we just out-schemed them. We ended up scoring more than they did down the line. And I believe that the momentum changed with that 83-yard touchdown to Nelson Agholor. Because we scored first in the 3rd quarter. We scored a field goal. It was a 47-yard field goal by Jake Elliott to tie the game 16-16. And then, you know, we were going back and forth. Nothing was really happening. And then that 83-yard bomb happens, and we're up 16-23. Then Nick Foles to Zach Ertz, 23-yard touchdown. But, of course, Jake Elliott and his missed PATs, as we, you know, now know, that came back to almost bite us because we were up 16-29. And then the tables turned. It just felt like we had the game in control in the 4th quarter. And then all of a sudden, Deshaun Watson makes magic happen. He has a 20-yard touchdown to Deontay Foreman to make it a 6-point game, 23-29. Then he comes back and has a 35-yard dot to Vincent Smith. After, you know, I feel really bad for Demaryius Thomas. He was a player that I always liked. I never had any hatred towards. And he tore his Achilles, which, you know, as a old player, as a veteran player, you're probably not coming back from that Achilles. Especially in a skill position as important as a wide receiver, man. Like, I don't know. I don't think he's coming back from that. I wish him the best. I wish him a speedy recovery. But he had to take that L. Sorry, but he did. Overall, it came down to the wire because they scored again. Like I said, the 35-yard bomb to Vincent Smith puts them up 1 point. I was terrified at this point. I was like, here we go. Eagles are doing it again. oh my goodness, we are going to blow a 2-possession lead at home. This is not the first time we've done that. I'm sure it's not going to be the last time we do it, but I can speak for myself, and I'm sure many other Eagles fans out there, we were at the edge of our seats, sweating bullets, didn't know what was going to happen. Then, the inevitable. Jadeveon Clowney gets through the line on a stunt right up the middle. Boom. Helmet into the chest of Nick Foles. He's down. He's hurt. A tear was shed from every fan in that stadium, every fan watching that TV. We were all sick to our stomachs. Like, please get up. Please get up. Please get up. We see Nate Sudfeld come in for one play and one play only. And then Nick Foles, Super Bowl 52 MVP, comes back in, delivers some strikes, gets us in field goal range. Jake Elliott kicks a walk-off 35-yard field goal. And we win it, 30-32. We did it in style. We kept our playoff hopes alive. And it was a surprise to me because, honestly, my whole thing was I didn't think we were going to win this game unless we kept DeAndre Hopkins between 60 and 75 yards receiving. I thought if he went off, there's no way we were going to be able to stop him. But I was incorrect. He went off for 104 yards, but we didn't let him get in that end zone once. Not a single time. Deshaun Watson was in the end zone more than their receivers. He ran it in twice. Like, the man was feasting. He was the one that we couldn't stop. But after containing, or I can't even say 104 yards is containing, but after limiting the amount of yards we let DeAndre Hopkins get, we just had to focus on stopping the run game. And at that point, Deshaun, I know he's a fantastic player, but he didn't have much to work with, especially after, like I said, Demaryius Thomas went down. He's lucky that Vincent Smith just so happened to get past our cornerback because, I mean, that's not going to happen every time. But he did it. He made it a game. I got to give it up to him. They made that game really interesting, and I'm glad they did because I love nail biters, especially when we can come out on top. Granted, of course, you know, I'd love to blow them out like 50-0, but that's not realistic. That's not going to happen. It's the Eagles. We always got to make games interesting. The team's always got to play with our emotions because when you think you have it in the bag, oh no, no. They can bring it back on you real quick. All it took was one Josh Adams fumble late in the fourth, and just like that, all of a sudden everyone's playoffs hopes were like, oh no, here we go. We're losing. It's over. But no, we clutched it out. We won the game. I couldn't be happier. And now we look forward to the final week of the season, where we play the Washington Redskins in their house. We need to win this game. We need to win this game, and we need the Bears to destroy the Vikings. I will be the biggest Bears fan. I will root for Mike Ditka, you're my man. 1985 Bears, you're the GOATs. Like, I'm all about the Bears right now. All about the Bears. Brian Urlacher, where you at? You're my homie. Like, I need all this good Bears juju because we need the Bears to win. If the Bears lose, we're done. We can't make the playoffs. If the Bears win and if we win, we're in the playoffs. We sneak into that sixth seed and maybe Nick Foles can make some magic happen. I just want to see us get back into the Super, not the Super, well, I mean, I'd love to see us get back into the Super Bowl, but I just love to see us get back into the playoffs because I don't want to be part of the 31% of champions that don't make the playoffs the year after. I want to be part of that 69% that does make the playoffs the year after because, shoot, 9-7 teams can win the Super Bowl. Just ask Eli Manning. It could happen, but until then, I guess we'll see what happens. I'll be back for the next episode, pregame analysis of the Washington Redskins and Eagles game. Oh boy, this is where stuff gets fun, guys. I love me some December football. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'll see you for the next episode. And remember, have fun, stay safe, and go Birds.